This is the message from Connection Community Church for this Sunday, May 12, 2013. Bloom, nurturing.
Good morning, Connection Church. My name is Carrie Jones.
I'm still Alan Jones.
And we are two sinners who have been saved by the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you pray with us, please? God, we thank you for today. It's a day that you've made. It's no accident that any one of us are here today. God, help us set aside whatever comes at noon and just really focus on you and what you would have for each one of us. We'll all hear different things. Prepare our hearts, Lord. We pray this in your name. And everybody gathered said, amen.
Amen. And so it's May, the time when things bloom, right? Our azaleas, I noticed this week, are just popping. We've got some rhododendron that is popping. We've got some dandelions that are just popping. Can I have an amen on that one? Yeah. You know, last week we talked about seed and soil and how we can't control the different type of soil, but we can control how much seed we're throwing out there, right? And we talked about how not all that seed hits the good soil, but some of it does, right? And that gives a return of 100 or 60 or even 30 times how much we've planted.
Well, today our focus is on nurturing. Nurturing. Once the seed is planted, it's important to nurture that seed, you know, to take care of it by watering and fertilizing and pulling weeds and watering some more. In other words, do everything we can to help that seed grow and mature and bloom and then produce seeds of its own. The definition of nurture that we're using, it means to promote and sustain the growth and development of something.
And so likewise, the spiritual seeds that we plant, it's important that there's follow-up after we plant a kingdom seed with someone. Let's say someone hears about Jesus here on a Sunday morning for the first time. Well, it's important for us that that we help nurture that seed in some way. Maybe we invite them to go to the prayer corner and pray with somebody, or maybe invite them to Alpha for the next season where they can be nurtured as they explore the faith seeds in their life and how those might grow, like encouraging them to become involved in a small group where they can ask questions of other believers. You know, like those cards, oh, I forgot to say, you got those little connect cards in you. Make sure you fill those out before you leave and give them to one of the ushers, or if nobody else, give it to me. It's important. We like to see those cards. You know, every Sunday or Monday, usually Sunday now, Carrie goes through those cards, and you might get a letter, a note, or been on the prayer thing or something, because those are a way that
I pray over them.
Help nurture the seeds that are being planted here at Connection Church.
Planting seeds and nurturing seeds. This morning at our last service, there were 10 people who were baptized or reaffirmed their baptism. It was a glorious time looking at seeds and nurturing seeds. For example, there was a young man named Mike. He's about 20-some years old. And Mike was invited, but here's how he got here. Corey, put your hand up, okay. Corey invited one of her students, Derek, to come to church. You know, teachers, you can do that. And in the workplace, we can do those kinds of things, invite somebody to come to church. Derek's over at the firehouse. Derek is one of Mike's friends. Derek asked Mike to come to church. And then those seeds were watered and nurtured. And so this morning at 9:45, Mike made a public profession of his faith in Jesus Christ. You see how those seeds are planted and nurtured. Another example that some of you may or may not know is our own Lori Brown, Pastor Lori. Her dad invited her to come to church. Her mom gave her a book called Purpose Driven Life, so seed. She read the book, invited Jesus Christ into her heart all by herself in her room one night, had only been coming a couple of Sundays, contacts me and says, okay, so I've accepted Jesus, now what? So it gave me and Connection Church an opportunity to nurture, water, grow those seeds. And little did she know, nor any of us, that God was really calling her into ministry where she could plant even more seeds among us. And so it's all about planting seeds and then nurturing those seeds.
And here's the thing though, nurturing is crucial. But keep in mind, nurturing won't change what the seed plant. We talked about last week, it's important to be careful what seed you plant. Make sure they're good seeds, because nurturing isn't going to change the kind of seed. What's planted is what comes up in Galatians 6, verse 7. We're told that we reap what we sow. You've heard that before, right? We reap. In other words, what comes out is what goes in. Check this out.
What's this roll here?
Corn, I love that movie, Secondhand Lines. Corn, corn, corn. It doesn't matter what the little pack on the pole at the end of the row said, right? If you plant corn, what are you going to get? Corn! Yeah, that's kind of what Paul's talking about in Galatians 6, chapter, verse 8. Here's what Paul says.
Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers.
Let us not become weary in doing good, Paul says. That's a good statement, isn't it? Let's not become weary in doing good. In other words, keep nurturing. And here's the thing, as we said last week, long before we get to plant the seed of who Jesus is with somebody, they've experienced the seed of who we are. You with me? They've experienced who we are. In other words, we've got to be planting and nurturing good as we plant and nourish friendship seeds long before we get to plant and nurture Jesus seeds, so that the people will trust us enough to allow us to plant seeds of faith, kingdom seeds, Jesus seeds with them.
There's a popular saying that really does hold true. Say it with me. Make a friend. Be a friend, bring a friend to Christ. You see, oftentimes our first step in planting seeds and nurturing seeds are making friends. And then that allows us the opportunity to plant and nurture kingdom seeds. So often it's friend seeds first and then kingdom seeds.
So what's it mean to nurture? What's that whole thing, the seeds that are planted? Nurturing basically means to do whatever it takes to help that seed to develop fully into being a mature whatever it is. For some, like in Lori's case, it meant some one-on-one meetings. For others, it might mean inviting them to your small group. For some others, you might realize that your small group isn't the one for them, so helping them find the small group that is for them. Maybe for somebody else, it's just a call of an encouragement once a week or once in a while. You know, each person is a little different, so the way we're going to nourish them is a little bit different. But there are basics, just like there are basic nourishing things for the seeds in our garden. In our garden, one of the most basic is to keep it watered, right? We got to keep it watered, and that's true with the case of a Jesus seed as well, making sure that seed is being watered with the water that Jesus talked about in John 4 when he was talking to the woman there at a well. He was talking about the living water of Jesus himself, the sustaining water that comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. We need to regularly help the person understand that it's not about religion, but it's about a relationship. A relationship with Jesus Christ, helping the other person know who they are and who Jesus is and what a relationship with him is. And, you know, we get opportunities here all the time. Right now, there's some nurturing going on right on the other side of that wall. There's some little guys over there, and they're getting nurtured on who Jesus is. And there's a nursery on the other side of that wall.
There's nurseries.
There's two nurseries. Yeah. And, you know, you think, oh, they're just babysitting. No. No, no, there's a whole lot more going on there than just watching kids. There's Jesus nurturing going on. When we have junior high youth group and senior high youth group, we're nourishing those seeds, just like with God Squad and with Kids Connection and all the places here, not just the adult stuff, but the kids stuff is opportunities to nurture as we plant those seeds.
And so we're talking about nurturing others, but it's also important to nurture the seeds that have been planted in us. It's imperative to develop spiritual practices, personal spiritual practices that helps us nurture and grow in our life, in our relationship with Jesus. The first step in that is to read your Bible. Read your Bible. Can't say that enough. If you don't have a Bible, check with Lori or Mike or somebody in the back and just say, I need a Bible. We have them for you. Read your Bible. There's also something called a spiritual discipline of the month. This month, the month of May, is simplicity. Kind of cracks me up since May is one of the busiest months of the year in my book, and I know for many other people. But in that craziness of May, what can we do to simplify? And when we simplify, we're able to tune in even more to what God wants to say and how God guides us. It's so important to take a personal responsibility for our own nurturing and growth. We can't read the Bible for you, just like you can't read the Bible for me. There are things that we have to do ourselves. And so just as we kind of grow up and learn how to do things, you know, as people, we also need to grow up in our relationship with Christ and focus on what God would have us do.
And so as we were prepping for this morning, we got thinking about what does a nurturing person look like? What does that really look like? And we were led to Galatians, the book of Galatians. That's the letter Paul wrote to the church at Galatia, the fifth chapter, the 22nd verse, where he talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And here's what Paul says. Here's what he wrote. He says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Say the rest with me, will you? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Fruit produces seeds. It's basic science. Fruit produces seed. We have to have the fruit in our lives so that we can produce and nurture seeds for others, in others' lives. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to produce this kind of fruit in our lives in order to help others. Too often, we are not allowed to plant and nurture these seeds because people are all too familiar with Christ followers planting and nurturing other kinds of seeds, some very un-Jesus-y kinds of seeds. For instance, seeds of intolerance, seeds of discrimination, seeds of spiritual arrogance, seeds of separation, seeds of hypocrisy, seeds of condemnation, seeds of hatred. None of those are Jesus' seeds. And yet, we do find those kinds of seeds planted. They aren't the kinds of seeds that Jesus wants us to plant. Not the kind of nurturing that Jesus wants us as Christ followers to be a part of. Instead, seeds like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's the kinds of seeds. That's the kind of nurturing that Jesus would have us do.
And here's the thing, here's the challenge, here's the reality. Just because one person plants a seed doesn't mean they're going to get to do the nurturing. Or just because we nurture doesn't mean we're going to get to harvest. You see, catch what I'm meaning here? In other words, maybe you're the one that got somebody to think about Jesus, but you're not the one that gets to be in their small group. And, you know, sometimes we're traveling people a long time. I know people here that have been nurturing and walking with them, and then they end up somebody else is with them when they become a real follower of Jesus. They go, oh, gosh, all that work I did. That's fine. Because what ultimately happened? A relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not about me. It's not about you, is it? It's not about who plants seed or who nurtures. It's about that person getting in a relationship with Jesus Christ. So what we need to be tuned in is what job does God have us doing? Is he telling us to be planting, nurturing, or harvesting? And we might be doing all three at one time or another. On the other hand, some people are really good at planting. And some people are really good at nurturing. And some other people are really good at harvesting. If you're a really good planter, what do you think God's probably going to have you do? Right. If you're a good nurturer, God's probably going to have you nurturing. And if you're a good harvester, chances are you're going to be talking to a lot of people and they're going to be coming to Jesus Christ. And that's okay. Because it's about them. It's about Jesus. It's about the kingdom. You know, we're the ones that get to plant and nurture. God's the one that sees, makes it grow and makes it bloom and makes it happen. Amen?
Amen. Amen. This is what Paul talks about when he writes in the Bible. It's 1 Corinthians. He writes this letter to the church at Corinth because there was some controversy. People were following two different... Can you imagine following two different ways of thinking, two different leaders? So some people were following Apollos, a man named Apollos, and some were following Paul, the Apostle Paul's leadership. Here's what Paul shares with the church. You are still worldly, for since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worthy? Are you not acting like mere humans? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere human beings? What, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow.
So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. I love the way Paul kind of cuts to the chase here. Some of us plant, some of us water, but the bottom line is only God makes things grow. Can you say it with me?
Only God makes things grow.
Yeah.
We have an acronym around here, and it's INAM. Anybody remember what that means? It's not about me. That's what we say around here. It's not about me. It really is about the other person coming to Christ when we're planting and nurturing. Plant as many seeds as you can. That's actually what Pastor Lori will be talking about next week. But we also are called to do the nurturing. Nurture as many people as you can, and then get out of the way so that God can make things grow. Plant seeds, nurture seeds, and get out of the way and let God do the rest.
So here's the question of the morning. How much nurturing have you been doing lately? How much have you been helping those around you who have kingdom seeds, Jesus seeds planted in them? How much have you been doing to help them grow? Have you taken the time to ask them about their relationship with Jesus? Have you encouraged them to read their Bible? Have you been encouraging them to be in a small group? Have you been encouraging them to engage in those daily spiritual practices? Here's a really good question. When I'm talking to you, I'm talking to me too. Have you taken as much interest in their spiritual life as you have in their social life? You know, when we're people, we ask them, how's it doing? How are the kids? What if we said, how's your soul? How are you doing spiritually? And engage them that much. You know, our friend network, our friends, our relatives, our acquaintances, our neighbors, have we truly been as interested in their spiritual life as in their social life? How much nurturing is going on?
The other question is this. Have you taken an interest in nurturing your own personal spiritual growth? Have you taken an interest in helping you grow? What daily spiritual practices are you involved in? If you're a Christ follower and you've been walking with Jesus for a long time, it's not just about reading our daily bread. There's more. Read your Bible, study your Bible, get in a small group. If you're at the beginning of your journey, read that daily bread, read the scripture at the top, and open your Bibles and do some investigating. See, we have to take responsibility. Are you helping yourself grow ever closer to Jesus, or are you waiting for or depending on somebody else to do that for you? Because it doesn't work that way. I'm going to step on some toes right now, but are you thinking that an hour on Sunday is sufficient? It is not. It's just an hour on Sunday. What's important is to take the nuggets and go farther with them. Look up the scriptures when you get home on the website on connectioncc.org. Plug in this week. You'll see that. Click on that. It'll have the scriptures there for you so that you can do some additional study. What is your plan for taking yourself deeper in your journey, in your relationship with Christ? So today we've been talking about nurturing others, and also nurturing the seeds that have been planted in us. We challenge you today to think about both of those things and come up with a plan to take the next step with others and with yourself. What are you going to do? How are you going to make it happen? It's a great question to think about as we go on, as we leave this place over the next week. If you need any help with that, just call us in the office and we would love to talk to you about next steps spiritually. Friends, that's the good news. Let's live it and let's believe it. Will you pray with me, please? God, thank you so much for the opportunity to share this message, to share your scriptures. God, we would pray for seeds to be planted. Use us as sowers and as nurturers. But God, ultimately, you're the one that is behind it all, and we cannot take any credit. It's all about you. God, thank you for each person here today. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you for saving each one of us. We give you, Lord, all the honor and the glory. In the name of Jesus, and by the power of God's Holy Spirit. And everybody gathered said, Amen.
Thank you for joining us for our podcast. For more information about Connection Community Church in Middletown, Delaware, please visit our website at www.connectioncc.org. You can also call our church offices at 302-378-7692. Connection Community Church, connecting people with Jesus and the life that He offers.